As Victoria tries to contain the coronavirus outbreaks in Melbourne, other states are chipping in to help. Airports in other capital cities will take travellers returning from overseas, and even the AFL is looking at an exodus from the troubled city, with discussions underway about moving clubs interstate. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
For AFL fans in this Perth pub, bringing more clubs over to play in WA is a no-brainer.
Look, if they want to come into Western Australia and they get picked up at the airport and quarantined for 2 weeks, not a problem. It's good for WA. Win-win for us, you know?
Deciding where clubs can play is complicated at the moment. The AFL is accommodating border restrictions and trying to keep players away from the community. Most clubs are still playing in Melbourne, where the spike in COVID-19 cases has caused major upheaval. It's now expected they'll shift interstate. Western Australia's Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says he's in discussions with the AFL about taking extra clubs, and he's happy to make it work as long as the players stick to quarantine rules.
If that does occur, we do it without compromising public safety. So that's what we're all working towards.
Four teams are set to play in WA in the next fortnight in front of what will be the largest crowds Australia's had in months. By then, restrictions will have eased to the point that 60,000 people will be allowed to watch the game between the home sides, Fremantle and West Coast. Fans at the pub say that's a pretty good sweetener to attract more teams out west.
Definitely. Having all the teams here will give opportunity for all the supporters to go watch. At the moment, there's empty stands, so, yeah, we can get along. Let's do it.
I reckon it's a good argument for WA. We've got a good stadium, and why not? We're doing so well, so.
The Victorian outbreak has already seen the NRL's Melbourne Storm shift away from Melbourne to the Sunshine Coast, where the club's likely to play out the season. And it's not just sporting teams. The federal government is redirecting international flights away from Melbourne to help ease the burden on Victoria by accommodating travellers in hotel quarantine in other states. While New South Wales has been reluctant to take on the extra load, Queensland, South Australia and WA have indicated they can assist.
I think now it's really a time that we all work on this together.
Michaela Lucas is a clinical immunologist at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital in Perth. While an inquiry is underway in Victoria into the link between COVID-19 clusters and hotel quarantine, she doesn't think other states should be concerned.
We can be reassured to some extent that many travellers have already returned without us seeing here really any community transmission in any of these other states.
As for the football crowds expected later this month, she says Western Australia should be pretty safe.
At this current stage, we haven't seen community transmission. And if there is no community transmission, it means there should be no undetected virus within the community. So even if you bring crowds together, it is a calculable risk.
Footy fans back at the pub say that's as good a reason as any to head along.
There hasn't been any community transition in a very long time in WA, so I imagine it should be fine.
I wouldn't be too worried about it. Yeah.
Oh, see ya!
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.